want to know if you've heard Ladies, We Need to Talk. It's an ABC podcast for women by women that isn't afraid to dive headfirst into the tricky topics we often avoid talking about, like masturbation, menstruation, drinking, libido, and mental load. It's hosted by Yumi Steins, and it's one of the best things we've heard this year.
Ladies, we need to talk about masturbation.
It's the podcast we needed. I absolutely love it. And we've got one of the producers of the podcast, Olivia Willis, on next right now. Olivia, did you learn a lot when you did this podcast?
Quite a lot. I mean, a lot of it I think I thought I knew going into it, but there were some really fascinating conversations I had, you know, during the research of the podcast with academics or women in all kinds of different fields, you know, related to women's health and sexuality. As a standout, I think probably we did an episode, our third episode was looking at women and alcohol.
Yeah.
And how women are drinking, are drinking more than ever before. And I thought that was a really interesting thing that I don't think we talk about a lot. A lot of the stuff around harm minimization with alcohol in Australia is directed at men, and or young males. So I thought that was really interesting to look at women in their kind of middle age and why they're drinking and what the kind of pressures are around, you know, whether it's kids or work or that period of their life that's leading them to drink more.
In your opinion, Olivia, what's the most important topic that the podcast has covered up to date?
I think probably just broadly the focus on women's sexuality is a really important topic. I think that not often we have really kind of frank and open conversations, or women do, about their sexuality and their bodies and their desires. I think there's lots of shame, and it's shrouded in a lot of mystery and embarrassment and judgment for a lot of women. And so I think that was a really important kind of area to focus on and to shine a light on, and to start having, you know, open conversations about it, so women can share their experiences and hear their experiences in other women as well.
Which episode has had the biggest listener response?
A lot of women really resonated with the episode about motherhood. So we did a program called The Motherhood Contract. Basically, we interviewed a couple of women who decided not to be the primary carers anymore for their own children because of, you know, other things going on in their life. And I think, yeah, that was quite a, I wouldn't say profound, but I think that really resonated with lots of women who are mothers themselves, and there's lots of things they might feel like they can't always say, or they felt very moved by the women talking really openly about how difficult their experience has been and why they made that decision. I think that was a big one. And I think the other one, probably maybe our second episode, was about this concept called the mental load.
Yes,
so
yeah.
The idea that women, you know, often do this kind of unseen work in addition to, say, their paid work at home, and that burden predominantly sits with women. And so I think that was a real light bulb moment for women who hadn't seen the cartoon that kind of was really popular last year about the mental load. I think that was a bit of a light bulb moment for them, of going, oh wow, that plays out in my life as well.
Obviously the podcast is for women mostly, but do you get much of a response from men, and what's that response like?
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. It is, you know, we kind of created the podcast with women obviously in mind, and are tackling issues around women's health, but we've been, I wouldn't say surprised. I think I thought that you know, we always made it thinking it would be great for everyone to listen to it. And we think they're the type of topics that everyone should be talking about. But for lots of men, even in my life or around the office, or people that have sent us emails and so on, it's been really positive, you know, whether it's been a learning experience for them, or it's triggered a conversation with their female friends or a partner or whoever. Yeah, it's been really positive.
Olivia Willis there, one of the producers on the Ladies We Need to Talk podcast. If you listen to the podcast and something really resonated with you, or if there's a topic you'd like to see them explore, you can email ladies@abc.net.au.